First off, good evening, everybody. I see that there are many people here. There are journalists, for sure. There are many people from the ISU, the council members, the Vice President Jan Dekma, honorary members of the ISU, Mr. Chang and Mr. Wolfgang Kurz. And I will start with some item because I would like to provoke myself. I would like I thank you very much indeed, first off, and I would like to congratulate first of all, the organizing committee. They have done a good job so far, and we are ready to reciprocate through the performance of our skaters, of all the skaters present here. Now allow me to say why Shanghai is very important for us, these championships. Not only because there are 37 members from all over the world and approximately 160 skaters, but in particular because China is a country where we can really start an activity with the purpose of having in Asia not only Japan and Korea, but also China. This is a very important country. Days ago, I was in another country in Asia. I was in Pyeongchang, that will organize the Olympic Winter Games in 2018. Then there will be a decision this year in Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia regarding the 2022 Olympic Winter Games. My role here is to stay independent from the position regarding Kazakhstan, Almaty, and Beijing, and I will observe this condition. But so far we have had good performance on the ice at the moment. We hope that they will continue in the next days. And I believe that through the first, let's say, approach, we may be sure, we are sure that Shanghai will cover the role we assigned to Shanghai for this important event. Allow me to say that we are here, the ISU is here not only for the first places on the top of the result. This is important for journalists, this is important for television, media and so on, but we are here in particular to stimulate those who are not in the front to fight a lot in order to have more and more countries competing at a certain level in the ISU. I do not want to invent anything, you know. I know that Baron de Coubertin said all the time that it is not important to win in the Olympic Games but to take part. This seems to be not so much logic, because important is to win, to have the gold medal. But for us as International Sport Federation is to give the opportunity to everybody to compete, because we have the best skater to compete for the gold medal, and then we have the number 20 trying to defeat the number 21, and the opposite, of course, 21 to defeat the number 20. There is in place already a contending position, not only between skaters, but also between the ISU and the organizing committee. So far, this competition between the ISU and the organizing committees is even, you know. There is not a winner. We are very, 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 very proud of having had here an organizing committee preparing everything. Well, something about the immediate future. I was, as I told you already, in Pyeongchang. They are doing quite a good job. We have here Mike Chang, who is taking care about the situation there, because he is not so bad in Korean language, you know? You speak a Korean language. And we are really very glad that I can report to you that all the venues and everything is in place in Pyeongchang in order to satisfy the requirements we have. And this will be done on the occasion of the next Olympic Winter Games as well. But in the meantime, we have to cover properly these World Championships in Shanghai. Now I would like to read, to conclude, because then I leave the journalists to put some questions, of course, because we are here for this reason, to read some note that the responsible person of the ISU communication wrote to me, wrote for me on this occasion. Shanghai Trophy. The ISU plans to develop an event that combines short track speed skating and synchronized skating. If all goes well, the event will take place here in Shanghai in March 2016, means in a few months, you know, and will be a good opportunity to promote synchronized skating in Asia. The final announcement is expected later in the year. This is regarding synchronized skating. Now a few words regarding synchronized skating, the new sport of the ISU. New ISU sport discipline for the figure skating branch in the ISU. Why the ISU Council created the synchronized skating? It's because not everybody is Plyushenko, not everybody is Michel Kwan, and not everybody is Vitsky Platov and so on. So there are also other people who are not skilled as the champions I mentioned so far, and would like to skate. Well, with the purpose of selling more skaters, more booths, and adding more people in the position to rent ice surface, you know, to take training. We have created this sport that permits everybody to skate and everybody to compete. So this is important. Our delegate in the council, Marie Lundmark, is doing a lot for that. I thank you very much, Marie. And we hope that soon we will perform what we intend to do. Well, I do understand that in order to save time, I should learn Chinese language, but it's too difficult for me. So I thank you very much, the translator, and then I let you put some questions if you wish, of course. Give the time to the translator to translate, otherwise it doesn't understand.
Will the team event become a permanent part of the Olympics? Will the team event be in Pyeongchang? And also, what are your thoughts about when synchro might become an Olympic event?
Well, I have to say, I have to admit, sir, your Chinese is good, very good. I have understood. Thank you very much indeed. And when I was in Japan, I have to admit that through the cooperation with the Japanese Skating Federation and with TV Asahi, I was in a position to invent the team event, the World Team Trophy that is skated in Japan. Then we proposed the same, a similar situation to the IOC. And they accepted to include the team event for figure skating in the Olympic program. We have obtained with very, very much pleasure this consensus of the IOC, and we introduced the team event in figure skating. Then we had another sport, the synchronized skating, for which a technical committee was elected, formed in the ISU, and the ISU is supporting this new discipline a lot for the reason given. Now, in June, the ISU will decide whether to include synchronized skating or not. We hope they will decide positively, because we want to develop a new sport in order to satisfy the needs, let's say, the interest of the public, spectators, and media, and television, and so on. So if I am not wrong, sir, you asked why, after having obtained the team event in figure skating, we want also to include the synchronized skating. This was your question. Well, we will maintain, of course, the TV event in figure skating. But in addition, we would like to enter also, we do not want to replace the TV event with synchronized skating. No. Because we go step by step. So to respond precisely due to the fact that in Sochi, for the first time, the team event was very successful, we would like to maintain it. We would like to add another sport, if possible. We are now waiting for the response of the IOC. It's clear what they responded? We will give priority to the team event in figure skating. The priority is given already. But in addition, we would like to add another sport. Another sport discipline.
What can you say to the IOC to try and convince them that the introduction of synchronized skating would be a benefit to the Olympics? And secondly, what did you try to try and convince them that it would not be an expensive sport? Because as you know, the IOC is trying to keep the budget down on Winter Olympics. Thank you.
Oh, this is a pretty long story. We considered as International Sport Federation that in order to attract the interest of sponsors, TV and media, as well as spectators, we need to develop certain change in our program. Because an International Sport Federation that is not paying attention, to sponsors, television and media, and spectators, they have not understood so much over the current period. We are about, in fact, to explore better the situation by changing certain conditions in the speed skating competitions and so on. And also, I would like to remind that in the case synchronized skating is accepted by the IOC, we do not need another ice rink. Well, so that we have improved a lot, we have increased our position, our as far as number of medals is concerned, and together with a team event in figure skating, we will try to obtain other competitions. Of course, before going to the IOC and asking for something, we tried internally what we proposed to the IOC, and we are very much satisfied about that. So we tried with synchronized skating, with a team event in figure skating, with the new system in speed skating and so on, and we are satisfied. If I am not wrong, you put another question, I do not remember. Which one was?
I said, how did you convince them that it wouldn't be an expensive addition to the Olympic calendar? That it wouldn't, as you know, the IOC are trying to keep costs down for the Winter Olympics, and a mass sport might provoke thoughts to them that it could be expensive with a number of athletes.
Well, we cannot interfere and intervene evaluating the money of the IOC. It is up to them to start the debate with us. And to see, I say that we are available to encounter the desiderata of the IOC in order to accomplish our program, you know, and maybe to include the synchronized skating. Then if the IOC says this is too much expensive, well, this will be evaluated by us, and we will maybe consider what to be done in order to obtain this addition. I do not promise anything, but it's something better than nothing. If I am not wrong, sir, you wanted to put a question.
我前面其实没有听清楚，我想再询问一下，就是这个同步滑行，它是算作就是像花样滑冰、短道速滑之类的项目，还是它这个项目只是在花样滑冰里的？谢谢。
I want to know if the synchronous skating with an individual program that is independent of figure skating or the short track skating, or it is included in the figure skating?
Well, first off, synchronized skating is a team event with team composed of 16 skaters. They do certain performance, you know, elements, and they show to the public what they can do on ice. It's part of the branch of figure skating, number one. It is not in competition with the traditional. You want to translate?
No.
Ah, excuse me. There was another translator. Well, it is a figure skating not in competition with the normal competition in figure skating. It's a new one. As I said, it's a team event with teams formed of 16 skaters. Please understand one point, that synchronized skating was not invented to use the skilled skaters, the phenomenal skaters that can do figure skating as they wish. We have tried to invent a sport that anybody can do. Anybody. Well. Even if the standard of skating is improving every year, not everybody, but you do not need to be Klushenko or to be Michel Kwan to do that. This is the point. Well, there was the question of this gentleman. I have not understood quite well what you asked for. I responded already?
Yes.
I responded already. Okay. Other questions? The two ladies there.
Hi, what do you think about Beijing speeding for the Winter Olympic Games in 2022? Beijing speeding for the Winter Olympic Games. I wanted to...
Well, every 4 years there are the Summer Games and the Olympic Winter Games every 4 years. The next Olympic Games will be held in Pyeongchang, in Korea. And after 4 years, it will be held again in Asia. Either in Kazakhstan, is Asia, Almaty, or Beijing. But as I said before, I cannot now be in favor of Beijing or Almaty. This is my role. I do not want to say anything about that.
Jimmy News from Shanghai, and we have held a world champion for the speed skating, and now we have held the fixed skating for a world champion. What do you think the stadium of Shanghai, and what do you think audience, do the Shanghai people familiar with about these sports? How do you think of them?
Well, I said already that not only Shanghai, that is a wonderful city, one of the best cities in the world for sure, but one of the most beautiful cities in the world. But is more important the participation of China. China has a lot of inhabitants. The population in China is very high, and of course we have to use this population at our best, in our interest, because you can give us many, many, many skaters of top level, because our sports disciplines are based on technique, and the Chinese in sport are very dedicated to the technique. We are conscious that the contribution given by China to the ASU development program has been very high already. But we do believe that you can do much more. You can do better. And we will insist on that. So that, to conclude with you, madam, congratulations again to the organizing committee, to everybody here in China. And there is, if I'm not wrong, the lady there who put a question, Selena.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm from Xinhua News Agency, China. And my question is, you've been in China for many times. So what do you think, what is the advantage and the disadvantage for China, Beijing speeding for the Winter Olympic Games? Thank you.
Well, I do believe that you had a good experience with the Summer Games in 2008. I was in attendance to the Olympic Games 2008. Now it's normal that you also have the aspiration to organize the Olympic Winter Games. It's normal. But it's also normal that Almaty has the same opinion of yours. And now I cannot say in which direction I would like personally to go, either towards Beijing or towards Almaty. I will never tell you. Excuse me.
So this concludes the press conference. I don't know if the President has any final words.
No, I have to say nothing else because I said already maybe too much. And the fact that we are here to provoke, not myself, but to provoke the Chinese is clear. We want to provoke them in order to obtain a result. Which result? To have more skaters in your country, to have more competitions, and to have the evidence that China exists very strongly. This is the most important thing for us. Well, madam, allow me to thank all the journalists in attendance, to thank you a lot for having translated my difficult input, you know. My English is not very clear, but better than nothing. And thank you very much again for having been here with us tonight.